The World This Week, Politics.
A fresh wave of attacks left much of Kyiv without power and water again. Although Ukrainian engineers swiftly repaired much of the damage, rolling blackouts are still affecting most of the capital as energy companies struggle to ration supplies. A meeting of NATO foreign ministers pledged more help to fix infrastructure. Many more generators and fuel to power them will be needed. Turkey's foreign minister said that Finland and Sweden must do more to stifle Kurdish propaganda emanating from their territory if Turkey is to support their membership of NATO. Hungary, the other holdout, has said it will ratify Finland's and Sweden's membership early next year. The foreign minister of Belarus died suddenly. Vladimir Makey, 64, was rated by Westerners as one of the more approachable members of the Belarusian regime, though he backed the crushing of democratic opposition to it. Protests persisted in Iran. The UN Human Rights Council voted to set up an investigation. Its rapporteur criticized Iran's campaign of sentencing protesters to death. Four Iranians were condemned to die, supposedly for spying for Israel. Another was reportedly shot dead. Like many dissidents, he was celebrating Iran's elimination from the Football World Cup. A report said South Africa's president, Cyril Ramaphosa, might have broken the law by not reporting cash kept in his game ranch, which came to light after unknown thieves stole it. Parliament will have to decide whether to impeach him. Mr. Ramaphosa had been trying, often ineffectually, to clean up corruption. The pro-corruption wing of his party would love to oust him. At least 14 people were killed when security forces ended a siege at a hotel in Mogadishu, Somalia's capital, involving jihadists from Al-Shabaab, a rebel group. Officials in the Central African Republic complained that a camp full of Russian mercenaries had been bombed. The Wagner Group, run by a pal of Vladimir Putin, has been helping the CAR's government, which has a lot of precious minerals. The officials said the aircraft that bombed the camp flew back to the north, meaning to Chad, which has awful relations with the CAR.